Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Peter and Maya with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news today, CS Energy releases a new report on the explosion at its Callide power plant in central Queensland 3 years ago. The state-owned company's report finds a turbine generator at Unit C4 exploded after the entire lubrication system and backup systems failed. The explosion left nearly 500,000 Queenslanders without power back in May 2021. CS Energy CEO Darren Bursine says the complex series of events could not have been anticipated.
The Greens' response proposed building 5 new pools and making council pools free. Candidate for mayor Jonathan Srirangarathan says that with the cost of living crisis, it is only fair to make council pools free for this as our summers get hotter. This comes after the LNP's $2 dips initiative was introduced at the end of last year. The Greens estimate it'll cost $11 million a year for free entry to council pools and around $80 million to deliver 5 new pools in Brisbane.
And in national news, extra federal funding has been allocated to the First Nations Playgroups Pilot Program for toy libraries. The program, developed in collaboration with Aboriginal community-controlled organizations, has received an additional $31,000 to provide culturally appropriate resources, including toys with connections to First Nations culture and language. Minister for Social Services Amanda Rishworth says the investment towards early development of First Nations children continues the Commonwealth Government's work towards key targets in the Closing the Gap implementation plan.
260,000 homes are without power in Victoria. Damaging winds from a storm that swept across the state on Tuesday afternoon brought down transmission towers, causing a coal-fired power station to shut down. Victoria's State Emergency Services said that it received more than 2,750 calls for help between midday on Tuesday and early this morning. Victoria's State Response Controller Gary Cook said authorities are unsure how long it will take to repair power supplies. There are a number of disruptions to traffic conditions, including traffic lights without power and bus replacements.
In international news, two Al Jazeera journalists are in serious condition after an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Al Jazeera alleges correspondent Ismaili Abu Omar and camera operator Ahmad Matar were targeted by an Israeli drone-fired missile while they were documenting the experiences of displaced Palestinian families in northern Rafah. Since being transported to Gaza's European hospital, doctors have amputated Omar's leg, while Matar remains in serious condition. The men were wearing protective equipment, identifying them as media at the time of the strike. Since October 7th, at least 85 journalists and media workers have died, Palestinians accounting for 78 of that total.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger has no rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.